Here, Jalen Murray was shot to death a few blocks from school. Murray was a football player and an honor roll student, one of Arlington's bright stars. Assistant Principal Deborah Ward and Dean Art Dumas are standing in the entryway the day after Murray's death. Nearby, students hug each other and cry.
He made a bonding with a lot of our kids.
Yeah, I mean, even adults and kids.
We've got a lot of adults that are upset today. Man, I have worked with at least five of them crying on my shoulder.
6 months ago, you wouldn't have seen this calm, this care, or even these kind of tears here. When Arlington reopened in August, it was starting from scratch. All the teachers were new, and most students didn't trust them.
I got a bus outside to take you home.
Every day was a struggle for the wildly understaffed school to function. Students defied the rules, some refusing to go to class, others fighting each other, pushing teachers, vandalizing the building. By October, Principal Stan Law had enough, so he called each class to the auditorium to hear his ultimatum. The nonsense has to end.
Boys, kicking and tripping and smacking and knocking books over, kicking over trash cans, dumping over stuff. I've never seen this kind of behaviors before. But if somebody came in here and called you all wild animals, you'd be upset and angry, and you should be.
Law's a Navy veteran, but these days his uniform is a suit and a colorful bow tie. He's wearing it as he lays into the seventh grade.
Look at your grades. Many of you, seventh graders, I have not seen so many F's in my life. Well, let me stop lying. Yes, I have, one other occasion. There are far too many. We have far too many F's in here. And F's, most of your F's come for two reasons. One, you're not there. Two, you're not prepared.
Law calls that October day a reboot. Students and staff have new expectations and rules. But weeks later, at a November staff meeting, Law tells the teachers they're still falling short.
Sometimes if you can't reach, I have to push.
Yes, he says, the school has been ripped up and all the rules are broken, but it's time to get over it. Too many students are failing, he says, because some teachers aren't trying hard enough.
Do you believe it's your duty to help them get better?
Later, I ask Law what he was trying to get at.
We're 12, 13 weeks into the grading period. We cannot continue to hold on to the same excuses that we held on week one and week two. A lot of people took hold of that, and some didn't, and it's created some issues. But in the end, you want the right people on the bus, because, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Arlington, the achievement of Arlington is not going to go up in 1 year, but it can be better.
And soon after, some things do get better. Law and other school leaders decide to relocate the middle school students to a single second-floor hallway where they can keep a better eye on them.
It is 11:48. You should already be in your class. You gotta be moving faster than that. Act like there's fire in your pants.
Tina Algren's a math coach for Arlington teachers, but for a few weeks after the move, she's doing double duty, working at a desk at the end of the hallway. She's kind of like an ethnographer, studying students' faces and hairstyles and attitudes, looking out for those who need a little push to stay on track.
We still on for today?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Brian Dinkins, a dean just hired at the school, comes by to ask how often she's seen one particular student out of class.
At 9:06, 9:44, 11:00, 11:54, 12:09, and 12:16.
No way.
I'm not 12:22.
Are you getting whose classes they're coming out of? That probably would be more helpful for us.
Algren is helping Dinkins and others figure out which students are slipping out of class, and from there, the deans will track those students down and help teachers with classroom discipline.
So we've gotten to a place where we've forced better compliance with getting to class. And now, once we're in class, how do we stay in class? How do we be successful while we're there? Part of that is teaching the teachers, and part of that is modeling for the students what it looks like to be a student.
Improving academics and instruction remains Arlington's steepest challenge. Nearly half of the students have special learning needs or behavior plans that require extra help in the classroom, yet some of these teaching positions remain unfilled. But things are slowly coming together. The schools have been able to hire more staff, whose only job is to mentor the kids and keep them out of trouble. Football, basketball, and other sports teams have created a lot of excitement and spirit. And Arlington's enthusiastic alumni don't just cheer, but help out wherever there's need. It's now not uncommon to see hugs and fist bumps between students and their teachers, the staff, and building police. As she stands in the cafeteria, Assistant Principal Deborah Ward says teachers and staff are making real, personal connections with students.
I think it's that, you know, we're finally building these relationships, and it's been a slow process.
And it may be paying off. The day after Jalen Murray's death, students wanted to be together, says Senior Alyssa Helm. The school feels like home to them now.
It is good to be here because he was here. This is his family. Yeah, it's very important for everybody to be here today.
But there's still a long way to go, and you can feel it in the school. In the past few months, 4 first-year teachers quit because of concerns about their safety and ability to teach at Arlington. Another teacher quit after only a few weeks on the job. In December, only 11% of students passed the math exam required for graduation, and 18% passed the English. Principal Law knows he's running out of time this year to improve the classrooms, hire permanent teachers, and ensure that the students behind today can graduate tomorrow. But he says he won't give up, and he expects nothing less of his staff.
I work 16, 17, 18 hours a day, including the weekend. I am exhausted, but I'll come back and do it the next day, no regrets. When I was a teacher, I did the same thing. This is my vocation. This is what I'm called to do. Contrary to some people's belief, I'm convinced that no one wants to see Arlington fail. And I certainly didn't take the job to fail. And I'm not used to failing.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.